Hey, it's Sam Alai here, founder of My Legal Academy, where we help lawyers scale and automate their law firms so they could sign up more clients and reclaim their precious time. If you're looking to grow your practice while working less, click the link in the show notes to book a free call to discover a radically different way to grow your law firm. Enjoy the episode.
Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 433 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host on the East Coast, joined by my friend and good buddy, Sam Alai, out on the West Coast. What's the weather like out there today, Sam?
It's sunny and nice. I was actually outside for a little bit today. Just 5 minutes of sun, Neil, makes a world of a difference. You know, I know for a lot of lawyers, there's stuck in our offices all day long. Just step out 5 minutes, take a nice breather, and come back in.
I just got through reading a book called Good Energy by Dr. Casey Means, and she devotes an entire chapter on the importance of actually getting some natural sunlight every day, okay? And that means without sunglasses on, allowing the sun to actually come into your eyes and how important that is to regulate your circadian rhythms, reduce stress, and improve your health. So you're doing the right thing, Sam.
Amazing. Fundamentals. Some sun. Fundamentals. Good light, enough sleep, social, so a little bit of social every day, good diet, cleanliness, and fish oil. All right, so we have a pretty fun, interesting topic today. We're continuing the series, How I Would 2X an Immigration Law Firm in 2025. Shout out to my immigration lawyer. If you're here and listening to us, amazing. If you are not an immigration lawyer, it's all good. Definitely listen, because the things that we'll be sharing today will give you frameworks about how you can also double your practice. Neil, this episode idea came about because we, in our last mastermind, we had one of our amazing members who's been with us for 3 years, who's made amazing progress in her life. Just from, I remember everybody's questions and things and points and issues that they came up, you know, seeing the progress and seeing the transformation from 3 years ago, a year ago to now is just amazing to see. So shout out to Elizabeth. Amazing. So Elizabeth brought up a question that said, well, with the new administration that's coming in next year or this year, by the time we're probably listening to this, immigration policy is going to be drastic changes to immigration policy. So as a smart law firm business owner, how can I be proactive to take advantage of the policy changes? And right away, as soon as she was, you know, bringing this up, this issue, there's a lot of uncertainty. The light bulbs were going off. Light bulbs are going off. And I came up with a pretty good idea that I used ChatGPT to refine. And it's a very genius idea for immigration lawyers. How to have the best year of your law firm career. Here's how I would do it. So what this would include will be creating a new offer. And I'll try to give as much of these details of the offer in the description below in the show notes. But the name of the offer would be Immigration Security Membership. Okay. Well, there's going to be a lot of uncertainties. Just put yourself in the shoes of your clients and your prospects. You know, new policy changes, new rules, new laws, deportation. What happens to my family? What happens to my cousin? What happens to me? What's going to happen to my job security? What's going to happen to my financial security? Everything is going to be a lot of uncertainty. Well, your clients need you. There's every time they need immigration lawyer, it will be, you know, 2025. What we want to do is to create a program, an offer that includes monthly policy briefings, Q&A sessions, document reviews, dedicated hotline access, early alerts and updates, custom guidance reports, resource library, and to bring in pretty much everything you can, a comprehensive support that you can offer to your existing clients, past clients, and potentially new clients of hundreds of thousands of people who are in this uncertain time. Whoever that can build such a thing quick as possible, Neil, is going to win. So that's, we need to come up with the name, what the offer includes, which as I shared with you, just a couple of those, pricing, anywhere from $197 to $497 a month. And if you do the math backwards, how much that is for you per year, if you get a certain number of clients, that could even be very lucrative. And You could also create multi-tiers, you know, exclusive kind of access or a group access. And the way to sell this, Neil, is to go to your own client list and make an announcement. Say, you know, I have an amazing announcement. I know a lot of people are uncertain about what the future holds. And I'm here to be that light for you and to help you get through the other side and be able to stay in the US without needing to worry. And you make or you send at least 3 emails making this announcement where you're going to basically have cutoff lunch, kind of like a launch party of this announcement, a series of 3 emails minimum, a series of texts that'll be sent to your past and current clients. And what you want to do is to have a live webinar. In one shot, you have a live webinar where you're going to explain what you know about the changes, possible things to be mindful of, things to be for people to do, be proactive. You're going to educate. And at the end, after you educate, you're going to have a slide that includes all the things that you're going to include. And you say, I am offering for the first 30 people who join on me a discount offer to join our program, you know, and be able to close clients either on the call to invite them on a call or ideally maybe on an order form to be able to join this program. Great opportunity, Neil. Again, a lot of these notes stuff, I'm creating a framework and passing it off to our team. If you're looking to, again, I'm just blurring it out as I'm sorry, as I'm like just, you know, sharing it with you. I'll turn this into a framework and we'll have on My Legal Academy support implementation team to be able to support you in 2025 to set up this exact system into your practice.
Yeah, I think this is very forward thinking, Sam, because, you know, immigration clients, very much like estate planning clients, you know, once you have done what they asked you to do in the first place, there's a whole host of attorneys that say, well, okay, I'm done. Thank you. It was great. And we appreciate it. Thanks for the review. Call me if you need me. And they don't market to that past client database. You should do that anyway, because that's a gold mine. These are people that hired you and you did a good job, great job for them. You want to continue to develop them as raving fans. But with all that you talked about with the upcoming administration, and I'm not sure that, here's just a political statement, I'm not sure they really know what they have in mind to do or want to do. So even from that perspective, uncertainty abounds. And so you can imagine folks that have come to an immigration attorney who've had a successful outcome now are wondering, well, what now? What, I thought I'd put this all behind me, and that's not the case. So you can imagine the, I'm going to say terror, but let's just maybe throttle it back a little bit and say concern that past clients would have in this space. And so to get in front of that with a legitimate, compassionate understanding of what they're facing and an offer to be able to continue to act as counsel and to be on call and be there, be of service to them and their families and their loved ones for a subscription on a subscription basis that gives them some priority, some ownership of the relationship, I think is very forward thinking, Sam. And I think that's really an opportunity that if I'm an immigration attorney, you cannot turn this down. You can't miss this.
A good rule of thumb, Neil, is as soon as there's a change, just replace the word change with opportunity.
Yeah.
Especially for us as business owners, change is good. Change is just an opportunity. So great timing for state immigration lawyers to take advantage of the opportunity that it brings. Number two, going all in on social media ads. Again, especially more so in 2025 for immigration law. Very lucrative for law firms that know how to run Facebook and Instagram ads. Very lucrative. Again, there is a learning curve to setting up the right ads to be able to attract the right qualified prospects. But there is a system to the madness, being very specific exactly who you target, what they're entitled to, and how you can help them. All this stuff, there's a winning framework that we share inside of our program to be able to quickly launch ads, qualify your prospects, making sure that you filter the people that are ready and able to hire you as an immigration lawyer. That's a winning framework that works really, really well. And again, it's a blue ocean. A lot of lawyers do a lot of, you know, Google and a lot of TikTok and stuff like that. You know, let everybody play around in those red ocean client sources. Take the blue ocean approach. Let's start running some Facebook and Instagram ads in 2025. If you're not sure how to do that, you've never done it, or you've done it before and you got burned, well, you just need to follow a system that works. My Legal Academy sets this up for you, and it is very lucrative. So 2025 is the year to be running ads for your law firm. Number three, Neil, the opportunity that with the changes that are happening in 2025, there's going to be a lot of busyness, right? There's going to be a lot of questions that are going to be coming in. What if we start offering a fast track immigration support package? So that means quicker service for higher priority clients, expedited document reviews, immediate consultations. It's all about that speed. And people are like, you know, are more likely to pay for that speed when it's such an urgent matter. So you could really make yourself stand out. If you already have a one main offer, well, amazing. Create a expedited service package. Have that as the upsell. Present that first. And that could also boost your flagship kind of main offer. So basically do some offer building to be able to kind of increase the value of your offer by incorporating a kind of like a fast track offer service. Let's continue going. Number four is hosting consistent weekly live Q&As and webinars and going all in on video. Neil, immigration happens to be one of those practice types that requires a lot of education.
Yep.
And a lot of people seeing your face and hearing you talk. There are people who are not going to just approach a lawyer who just posts some text and some images or doesn't post at all. They need to hear from you that you're somebody that you helped this client. You're somebody, you know, they need to hear it and see it for themselves to believe it. So if there was ever a practice type to go have it all in on video, then immigration would be that. Neil, how do you imagine video playing out for immigration lawyers 2025?
Yeah, I think that's really, really important. And I don't want to overgeneralize who immigration attorney clients are, but I think it's not a stretch to believe or to understand that video and audio is a methodology that might be more conducive to those types of clients to get information across than giving them, you know, a detailed book on immigration or white papers on specific topics. That might work in different arenas, but I think with immigration, you know, that idea of being able to see you and understand you, and that's another key point. We as attorneys, we have to really make sure that we're speaking in a way that the client understands. And so this is why I think in this environment, weekly online Q&A sessions is a great tool. More elaborate webinars that would take advantage of some of the features of those webinar platforms that allow you to capture the information of the folks in attendance would be very useful. All those kinds of things. And all of that also creates content that you should then exploit in your video advertising on social media. So it's kind of a circular system.
And I know a lot of people get bogged down on, just don't know how to do this. Let me give you the how. The tool for creating consistent videos and live streaming it across multiple platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all in one shot, StreamYard.com. There's other popular ones. We use StreamYard. This is what happened to, this is the platform that we happen to be on. I know a lot of people overthink it just because of that reason, just don't know what the tool is just for that reason. They never get to do it. So now, no more excuse. Use StreamYard. Very easy to set up. It doesn't require any technical knowledge at all. All you do is you create a show name Super simple. It's just a name. You just have to show up consistently. What I would recommend for that is just block that in your calendar, ideally morning time, so you actually do it. You know, if you leave it till midday or later in the day, it's less likely for it to be done. So schedule it in the morning and show up, press record, know exactly what you're talking about before you speak. Not the script. Don't ever try to script your videos. Just the title and bullet points. And the rest is just free flow. Just like how we do it. We are, you know, when we do these, we're not just coming out of thin air. We spend some time doing some research. We come up with the titles. We come up with the bullet points. And the rest is a natural flow of what we know best. Neil, also the other thing is the context and the content of what to talk about. A lot of people overthink about this. It's like, well, how many times am I going to be talking about the EB5 and the requirements and who qualifies and who doesn't qualify? Let go of those boring content. Instead, flip the script. Talk about the interesting parts of what you do. I just say, you know, who came in? Who's the last client you talked to? Who was the last client you helped? Who was the last client that you helped them get through the finish line? Tell me about that story. Those things resonate a lot better than the top five qualifications you need to know about EB5. Get over those kinds of things. Yeah, nobody cares about that. Tell me the last EB5 client you helped. Who were they without necessarily needing to say their name? You know, give a pseudo name. I met John about 2 years ago. He came in and he was a smart businessman who wanted to come, you know, move to the US. I asked him these qualification questions. I discovered that he qualifies for this. We went through this whole process. And now the result is he's been able to move to the US with his entire family. And now he lives a bright future. That resonates a lot better than you telling me about the three top qualifications of EB5.
I had a client who called me a couple, 3 weeks ago and said, how do I protect my daughter's inheritance from the bum she married? I said, stop right there. I need to write this down. How do I? And I wrote that down, and it was the topic of my video that week.
Amazing.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
That's a good, great hook.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. That's what resonates, and that's what's real and authentic, especially going 2025, real, authentic, fun, entertaining videos. And bring, yeah. And then you need to have fun with it. I've heard, Neil, if you're not having fun in your videos, nobody wants to watch it.
No, you know? No, yeah. No. They have to, I always try, my hook always usually is something like that, a funny, you know, tagline. But also don't hesitate to be personal, okay? You know, let the client see who you are and talk about your own life and how you feel helping clients in the immigration space, why that's your passion. You know, don't hide that. You know, I did, again, it's estate planning, but I did a video that talked about, you know, helping somebody who wasn't going to be with us very long. And I got emotional on the video because it was a touching scene. And I got tremendous response from that. Not necessarily the content, but people could relate to me as an individual, as a person. So in immigration, that for sure is there. So don't be afraid, you know, to, you know, show your true self.
Amen. Point number five, this might be the difference between six-figure and seven-figure immigration law firms. And it's just the seven-figure law firms focus on the who. What if this whole time, the only thing you were missing in your entire strategy was just the who? You didn't really define the who. If you're trying to serve every type of immigration and do every type of immigration for everybody, you're not going to be nearly as good as an immigration lawyer who does immigration for business owners, immigration lawyer for moms, immigration lawyer for car enthusiasts, whatever that is. The year, be very strategic. Do this. This works magical. And I keep this coming out to me for some reason. I always think about it. I'm like, literally the only difference between this person just focused on a who. And this one just happens to still be doing it like the general approach. So focus, ask yourself critically, analytically, 2024, who were my clients? You know, what were the demographic? What did they like? What are their common interests? And just define that all across your website, your social media, your emails, your texts. As soon as you do that, yes, you may lose maybe a small percentage, but over time, your conversion rates are going to shoot up. Those people are going to be more attracted to you, and you're going to get more clients by just focusing on the who. And when you focus on the who, you're clear about how to speak to those prospects. You'll also be clear with your marketing. You'll also be clear about which organizations you should support, which organizations you should partner up with. You're going to show up at more specific places, and all that stuff is going to make you the most well-known person for those type of people. And someone else is not looking for you, and you know they're talking, and somebody says, "Hey, you know, I need an immigration lawyer." They're going to associate that who the identity with you because it's specific versus just an immigration lawyer that happens to be kind of clouds everybody's immigration. You know, you just happen to know 5 immigration lawyers, but this immigration lawyer does it for, you know, Spanish speakers.
Yeah. I think this is a area brought with opportunity as well for AI, because we always collect, or we should be collecting data about our clients, who they are, you know, where they live, their ages, their ethnicity, their number of children, et cetera, their, you know, what do they do for a living? All of that is data that ChatGPT would love to chew on and tell you more about who your client is. So, you know, I know anecdotally who my clients are just based on, because I see them all. But the more clients you have, the more data you have, the harder that is to kind of pin down. And this is a perfect job for AI. So, you know, run that through ChatGPT. Ask the question, you know, what are the 3 main characteristics of my client base? Okay. What are the 3 main problems that my client database are trying to solve? And now you're getting much more refined input or insight into who it is that you really do serve. And you may find that there's some insights there that lead you to tailor your approach or your offerings even more specifically.
And stand out.
Stand out, yeah.
To recap, for our immigration lawyers, create an immigration security membership program. Go listen to, if you're listening in to this now, go listen to that part. Number 2, go all in on social media ads. If you're not running Facebook and Instagram ads, this is the trigger for you to go do that. Number 3, offer fast track immigration support package. Basically build a package that helps your clients in an expedited way. Number 4, go all in on authentic, real, entertaining, fun videos. And number 5, focus in on the who. Pick one type of your clients that you're going to help. Be very clear with that in your funnels, your website, your emails, and your texts, and you will see your conversion rates are going to shoot up, and you're going to have your best year yet and get you to 2x your immigration law firm. Neil, our next episode, we are focusing on personal injury, and we're also going to do family law. We appreciate you. If you got value from this, please give us a like. If you're on Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube or listen to us on a podcast, please do that. We appreciate you and keep coming back because we're going to continue the value.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Law Entrepreneur. If you found value in the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend. It could help transform their life. To get access to a treasure trove of exclusive free resources for lawyers, go to joinlawyerclub.com. Again, that's joinlawyerclub.com. We'll see you on the next episode.